Okay, call our meeting back to order. We're ready to look at financial statements.
Gentlemen, I've been working with Rick Finley, our auditor, on this. We pulled the data from several different reports and put this together. It shows you all the beginning balances, receipts, disbursements, and the balances. And then in the middle of the page, you've got your bonded indebtedness for the sewer, series 2004 and judicial bonds. It shows the beginning principal amount, the applied payments to principal, and then your ending balance and interest and penalties in the last column. We also have to reflect that we have no levy, which that's showing there towards the bottom. We also have delinquent taxes, which we received from the collector's office, and then the certification. I have modified the certification after talking to the state auditor's office to include Rick Finley.
Questions of Donna or Rick?
Once we approve this, it goes to the papers, statutory requirements and all that?
Right. Once, yeah, and then I'll have to show, send proofs to the state auditor's office that we advertised it and that it's been signed.
And you're, Rick, you're...
Yeah, Donna and I work together.
You guys are both in agreement with the whole thing?
We found one thing on the bonds that I... Based on the information in his office, I found a discrepancy on, but I believe it's because we received less interest on one of the bonds. And so I'm going to work to resolve that issue. But what we actually, our principal was, what our payments were, and the final principal balance is exactly correct, and so is the interest and penalties. But we do get an interest on the amount of money that they're holding that gets applied. Mm-hmm. And that's where I found a discrepancy, but that's not in this reporting. Yep. So I'll be researching that discrepancy, and then I'll show it to Rick and come back to you and let you know what that was.
So what do you need, a motion to accept?
Yes.
I've got just one question. And,
sure.
And it's I'm sure it's simple, and I think I know the answer. But as you go down to delinquent taxes and the way they show the numbers, those taxes, as the year progresses, those delinquent taxes are paid, so that's the reason the amount reduces, although we see every year an increase in that from your dates on there, we see more and more.
Well, that's pretty much the same way every year.
Not knowing Sheila's business as well as she does, I can't. But I'm pretty sure that after 3 years, personal taxes are
outlawed. Yeah, they gone. No longer you can collect.
The real estate taxes, on the other hand, will become less because after the third year sale, they're actually purchased by someone, and that's mm-hmm. the reason they come become less.
Right, and but as the pattern shows.
Right, but that's the reason they're less because they go through that tax sale, mm-hmm. so we got more of them off the books.
Right. Yeah, personal property, a lot of people don't register, don't pay their taxes until they have to re-register their cars, and
right.
when they do, then those amounts are paid down.
Right, and the real estate's the same way. A lot of people don't pay them in the year that they're due; they pay them the next year. Then they have penalties and interest.
But we had a motion. I didn't mean to.
I just said a motion. I was going to make the motion. If you guys would.
I just got one quick question at the top of the page on balance. We got two different balances, 112009. The far right one should be 2010.
I told her to change that.
That's right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's going to be from 1 year. That was. Okay.
Should be 131.
So it should be, the one on the far right should be 2010. Actually, we're projecting where our balance is going to be.
Yeah.
You say projecting, that is our balance.
No, on the far right will be our projected balance.
No, that is our
balance. Oh, I'm sorry.
This is financial for 2009.
So yeah, we're in 2010.
Cash you haven't lost a year, have you?
Okay.
Those are your copies. I'll give you one.
Second.
Oh, I didn't make a motion yet. Motion to accept the financial statement for 2009.
Second. Other questions? Comments?
I was just going to say those are your copies. I'll get you a formal copy to sign on better paper.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
We're ready for IDA.
Well, there was a personnel matter that Tim had posted that we overlooked real fast. We need to go back and take care of that real fast. I think Tim was one to be, they all wanted to be in here for that. So
Okay.
Motion going to executive personnel, which is 610-021 or 022 or 023, one of those two.
Second. Aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Give Jim a second to turn this off.
This will only be 1 minute or two.
Other Jim.